world tour in Edinburgh, Scotland. It shows several members of the, quote, Main Street Caucus taking a tour of the castle. U.S. Congressman John James is also part of this Main Street Caucus, but was not caught in the picture. U.S. Congressman Jason Smith, Derek Van Orden, Claudia Kenney, John McGuire, David Rouser were all identified by TMZ audience regular citizens that snapped the picture and sent it into TMZ. Brian Patrick, spokesperson for U.S. Congressman Bill Huizenga, said this was a long-planned House ethics-approved mission to strengthen our ties with allies and to begin collaboration with U.S. officials, foreign dignitaries, and U.S. companies in the region. Patrick said Congressman Huizenga has voted four times to fund DHS. Well, the campaign for Huizenga's potential opponent in November, State Senator Sean McCann, a Democrat from Kalamazoo, used the photo of Huizenga in the TMZ press release, stating Bill Huizenga is running around Europe touring Scottish castles, instead of doing anything to lower prices for Michigan families. Bill Huizenga refuses to do his job. I'm running for Congress because it's time Southwest Michigan families have a representative who fights for them. Michigan State University professor of advertising and public relations, Bob Colt, said tabloids have long played a role in political storytelling, noting outlets like the National Enquirer and TMZ have broken major stories in the past. It's salacious, and it gets clicks. So they're going to continue to do it. It's simply the reality of today's media environment. Colt added that politicians have been treated like celebrities dating back to even Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. The only problem is modern technology has amplified this dynamic. He cautioned, however, that public calls for photos could blur ethical lines. No, it's not. Every person now that has a cell phone is a reporter. And politicians need to know that. Every single person can take a photograph or a video, send it to the media, and bam, they're busted. But I got a very simple question. Even though this trip was planned for a long time, why did they go? The government technically is shut down because we are not paying certain federal employees, but yet they can go to Scotland on the taxpayer dime. That's the other problem I have with this. Why didn't they pay for the trips themselves? Oh, no, no. No, you don't understand. This is a mission, Randy. We're on a mission. The House ethics-approved mission to strengthen our ties with allies and collaborate with U.S. officials, with foreign dignitaries, and U.S. companies in the region. Huh. You mean so they could come back and pass legislation that would help fund these foreign countries, these U.S. companies, because they gave them a trip? This is a quid pro quo. This is all this is. Would not be surprised that some of these members of Congress end up introducing legislation that benefits these companies. Mark my words. Well, the professor at Michigan State continues. I feel bad for politicians when it turns into stalking. Airports, restaurants, when they're outside their homes. This raises some real security concerns. No, it does not. It's a stupid picture. They're not pointing a gun at them. They're pointing a camera. Just happens to be on a cell phone. Well, Nancy Costello, director of Michigan State University's First Amendment Law Clinic, said there's generally no expectation of privacy for public officials when they appear in public spaces, including a castle tour in Edinburgh, Scotland. Photos taken in public spaces are typically lawful, Costello said. The concern isn't legality, it's context. She noted that the images submitted by the public may lack key details about why the officials are traveling there. The issue is whether outlets provide accurate context about those public officials and what are they doing in foreign soil. Without that, the narrative can be misleading. Costello pointed to the backlash that was faced by U.S. Republican Senator Ted Cruz during his 2021 trip to Cancun as another example of how images stripped of nuance can take shape public perception pretty quickly. Well, if you're going to go to a foreign country during a government shutdown, maybe you should consider not going. I don't care how long the trip was planned for. But no. When it's on the taxpayer dime, they're going to go. Absolutely. So, they got to pay the political consequences. Too bad we couldn't have had John James, who's part of this caucus, in this photograph. That would have basically sunk his race for governor. Maybe not. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's been all over the world. Why not John James? Perry Johnson's been all over the world on business. Pretty interesting. Another real short story we're going to get to here. 2/3 of a poll done by Quinnipiac University found that Americans have substantial concerns about artificial intelligence data centers, including how it will affect education and the workforce, as well as its use by businesses without the government regulating it. Nearly 2/3 of respondents were opposed to the construction of artificial intelligence data centers in their communities, while 24% said they would support it. Asked why specifically they opposed it, 72% cited electricity costs. 64% water use, and 41% was noise concerns. Among the supporters, 77% said they favored the new job construction, job creation, as well as workers to maintain and work at the data centers. 53% saw it as a way to generate new tax revenue to their local communities. 47% was excited about the technology and how it could help their local communities. Regarding the attitudes in general, Quinnipiac found that 35% were very or somewhat excited about artificial intelligence. However, 80% reported as being very or somewhat concerned. A slight majority, 55%, thought it would do more harm than good in their everyday lives. This number is now up from 44% from a 2025 poll done last year. 34% thought AI would do more good than harm, which is down from 38%, again, same poll last year. We'll wrap this story up on workforce, what this would do to the number of workers regarding using artificial intelligence. Last segment, hour number two, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776. 1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Yes. Final segment of hour number two, wrapping up this story about data centers. 70% of those polled by Quinnipiac University believe that AI advances will decrease the number of job opportunities. This number came in at 56%. 7% said they thought that artificial intelligence advances would actually increase job opportunities, and 18% thought it wouldn't make much of a difference. Among Gen Z respondents born between 1997 and 2008, 81% thought the advances would lead to a decrease in the number of job opportunities. They were the most pessimistic group for this question. Millennials, 71%. Gen X, 67%. And baby boomers were at 57%. Tamelia Trantoro, Quinnipiac University Associate Professor of Business Analytics and Information Systems, said younger Americans report the highest familiarity with AI tools, but they are also the least optimistic about the labor market. Artificial intelligence fluency and optimism are actually moving in opposite directions. Additional poll results identifying 71% of white-collar respondents, 73% of blue-collar respondents said that they thought AI advances would decrease the number of jobs. Regarding their personal careers, 30% were concerned that artificial intelligence could make their jobs actually obsolete. 30%. 69% were either not concerned or not so concerned. Americans are more worried about what AI may do to the labor market than about what it may do to their own jobs. People seem more willing to predict a tougher market than to picture themselves on the losing end of a disruption, a pattern worth watching as the technology moves deeper into the workplace. I'm going to take a slightly different approach to this, being at the very end of the baby boomers, 68 years old. I see artificial intelligence making business more productive. I see that more productivity produces more profits at a lower cost to the business. If you have more productivity at lower costs, your profitability goes up. If your profitability goes up, you then can hire more people. Hiring more people to use the artificial intelligence to make the business even more productive. I see this, being an optimist, as a benefit to business. Now, if you're a factory line worker building an automobile on an assembly line, how would artificial intelligence necessarily impact your job? I'm not sure it would. But when it comes to companies where employees are sitting in front of computers all day, or perhaps they're coming up with solutions to produce manufacturing jobs, if they are getting more work done quicker, better, using artificial intelligence, they become more productive. A more productive employee for the company is going to make them more profits. The more profits they have, the more people they can hire. You want to hire employees that can do the work and be the most productive they can. Use artificial intelligence, folks, making that employee more productive, you just grow the company. You make more products, goods, and services at a lower cost with more profitability. You're going to want to hire more people to do the same thing. I don't think people are looking at artificial intelligence the right way. That's my own opinion. But again, I'm an optimist. I look at the technologies. I look at all the things that are happening in our world right now. It's absolutely amazing. By the way, we had a very successful launch in the space program yesterday. 4 astronauts on their way to the moon, going to circle the moon for the very first time. They're going to see the dark side, take in data and information, and fly back. 10-day mission, doing something that's never been done before. All based on technology. Final hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Bard. As Artemis II heads to the moon, a Traverse City-based company is playing a small but vital role in the mission. Atlas Space Operations confirmed that its ground station in Hawaii is providing antenna access for a customer supporting a South Korean government satellite launching aboard the Artemis II rocket. Atlas says it is providing access to the antenna while the customer handles its own communications. An Ishpeming man is facing 52 charges, including child sexual abuse material and sexually abusing a child after an investigation resulted in digital evidence being seized from his home. Sean Holm, 41, of Ishpeming, was arrested after an investigation conducted by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Holm was arraigned in the 96th District Court of Marquette on Monday. His bond was set at $260,000.